Today is the auspicious disappearance day of Sripad Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who lived on this planet 500 years ago. He was born in South India in the village of Srirangam, which is famous for the deity of Srirangaji or Ranganath, a deity of Ram or Vishnu. And he grew up in a Brahmana family, but he had the incredible good fortune of having the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stay in his home. Not only did he stay, but he stayed for 4 months, for the entire Chaturmasya period. So much devotion his father had for Ranganath, or Rangaji. And so much devotion he had for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Lord Chaitanya, although he was on a tour of South India, when he arrived at Gopal Bhatta's house, at the house of Gopal Bhatta, his father's name was Venkata Bhatta, he could not stay, he could not move from that place, because the devotion was so intense and the love was so pure and genuine that he could not leave, and they had many discussions. Of course, Gopal Bhatta, he was a young boy. He was Gopal, a young boy. He was 4 years old. But he himself, although he was very childish and very small, he was completely captivated, completely overwhelmed by the transcendental beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he immediately fell in love with him. He became like his second father. And Gopal used to sit on Mahaprabhu's lap, and Mahaprabhu used to take his prasad, and he would give it to the little boy, Gopal. So he was eating every day from the hand. Every day, Gopal Bhatta was eating from the hand of Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he became so attached that when Mahaprabhu wanted to leave, just like you know in the family, Jai Shri Shri Radha Partha Sarthi Ki Jai. Everyone can understand that in the family, if your uncle comes, say your uncle comes and you haven't seen him for a long time, maybe you're from Bengal and your uncle comes from your father's brother, your uncle comes from Bengal to visit, and he decides, I will stay here for 3 months. So in a 3 months time, he spends a lot of time with you because your father has to go to work and your mother's busy with the other kids. But somehow your uncle, he likes you. And he going here and there, he takes you in the car with him, he's always playing with you, and he likes you because he's away from his family, he's away from his children for some business in Delhi. So for 3 months, he's enjoying being with you. You become like his son. So what happens is you become very attached to your uncle. And when your uncle decides to go back to Bengal, then you start crying. Oh, please don't go, please don't go. You're my friend, you're my friend. I mean, the child, he doesn't know uncle this, uncle that. He doesn't know what all that means. He just knows that he plays with me, he gives me candy, he's nice to me, we have fun together. So he loves his uncle too much. So he cries so much. So when Mahaprabhu was going to continue his tour of South India, Gopal Bhatta was so unhappy. Oh, he's crying, please. Oh, Gauranga, don't go. Please take me with you. And Venkata Bhatta said, please, Gopal is all right. But he, no. You know, you can imagine, four-year-old boy, because he's so much in love. It was the love of the soul. It was not the love of the body. It was not that he loved his uncle's body or he loved the gifts he got. He loved the beauty of Lord Chaitanya. He loved the prema of Lord Chaitanya. He wanted to be with him and serve him and travel with him. So Mahaprabhu understood his heart. So he said, look, Gopal, you stay here. You have good parents, your mother and father are devotees, and they're my devotees. And when after your mother and father, they grow up and everything, then you can join me in Vrindavan. You come and live with me in Vrindavan. You come to Vrindavan. That is your place. You're Gopal. You're Gopal. Your father called you Gopal. You should be in Vrindavan. So somehow by the sweet words of Mahaprabhu and the tender loving dealings, and somehow Gopal was able to stay home. But he wanted to take sannyas. At 4 years old, he wanted to take sannyas and renounce his family life and run with Mahaprabhu. But somehow he stayed there. So then, of course, he grew up, and when he grew up, he went to Vrindavan straight away. But unfortunately, Mahaprabhu was not there. Mahaprabhu was in Puri, in his Mahabhav Leela. But he took shelter of Jiva Goswami, and Das Goswami, and Raghunath Bhatta. He took shelter of the older Goswamis. He was youngest, Gopal Bhatta. Very young boy. He came when he was something 18 years old. And he lived like 65 years in the Braj. So his father, he said, now, Gopal, you're going to Braj, and you're a Brahmana, but you're going to that side of India. It is your duty as my son. You must go to Gandaki. You must go to Nepal, and you must get shalagrams and worship shalagrams. That is my only request. That was a dying request of his father, Venkata. So after doing the samadhi of his father, then he came. So he went to Gandaki, and he was going through the water, looking in this Gandaki Nadi, Gandaki River, looking for these shalagrams. One day he was washing in the Gandaki, and when he put his hands in the water, there were some shalagrams in his hands. And he looked, and he said, what are these shalagrams? I'm only bathing. And he put them back. And then again he went to bathe. And again the same shalagrams came in his hand. What is going on? I'm simply taking snan. So he put the shalagrams back. And again he went to take some water for snan. And again the shalagrams came. He says, oh. And three times. If something happens three times, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Anasteva, 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 Gatya Ranyata, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So three times something is very, very important. One must do. So he's understanding, oh, Thakur wants to come with me. So at that time he had 12 shalagrams in his hand. So he bought those shalagrams in a basket back to Vrindavan. And he was worshipping them according to all the proper processes, according to Pancha Atrika Vidhi. And because he was Pakka Brahmin, South Indian Brahmin, Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He was a Goswami, never entered Grihastha life, always Goswami, renounced, Brahmachari then Sannyas. So he was doing his puja, and during this time, of course, Rupa Goswami, he started worshipping Radha Govinda Dev, and Jiva was worshipping Damodarji, and Sanatan was worshipping Adan Mohan. He was worshipping his shalagrams, and the puja they were doing was very nice, beautiful Sringar, and nice Mukut, and Mayur. And so one time, one very rich man, he came to Gopal Bhatta, and he gave him some Sringar, some Vesh, some Mukut and some Vesh. Very beautiful, Jari Vesh, gold, nice Murli, and all nice things. So in the mood of Vaishnava, the Dati Pratigrinati, he accepted that charity. Yes, yes, I will take. So he took. But he's thinking, my shalagram, my Krishna is this big. He's just this big. My little Krishna, my little shalagrams. Shalagrams, the smaller they are, the more beautiful they are, the more powerful they are. Very small, very beautiful. He says, my shalagram is only this big. But my mukut is this big. So much vesh I have, Shringar. Anyway, I will give to Rupa Goswami. I will give to my Guru Dev. I will give this dan. So, but in the night, that night, it was Nisringa Chaturdasi. In May, it comes in May. We just had Nisringa Chaturdasi, the appearance of Lord Nisringa Dev. So he was thinking, how wonderful it is, how amazing Adbhuta, how astounding it is that Prahlad Maharaj had such faith. There's two great qualities of Prahlad Maharaj, bhakti and shraddha. Shraddha and bhakti. He had faith and devotion. Of course, practically they are synonymous, they are the same. But there's some difference in degree. When shraddha matures and increases, it becomes bhakti. When bhakti matures, it becomes prema. It becomes bhavan and prema. So they're very much related, this faith and bhakti. So Gopal was remembering Prahlad Maharaj because he, of course, read the Bhagavad Pat, the Prahlad Shiksha, and then the Nisringa Leela. And he was remembering how wonderful it is, how much devotion Prahlad had, and how much faith he had, that when his father challenged him, where is your God? Father, my God is everywhere. Well, is your God is everywhere? Well, I don't see him. I heard that he's hiding in everyone's heart and he can't come out. Ha, 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 ha. Your God is a Paramatma, Antaryami. He's hiding inside. Where is he now? I don't see him here now. Ha, 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 ha. Now I will kill you with my sword. And then, no, Father, my Lord is everywhere. He is everywhere. Oh, really? you fool. Is your father in this marble column of my palace? Yes, father. Huh, really? Let's see about that. He cuts the column and rah, you know, Lord Nrisimhadev comes out of the marble column, right? The stamba. Stanu Nrisimha. Ferocious, fierce, ready to devour that demon. So, Gopal was thinking of such faith that Prahlad Maharaj had so much faith and so much bhakti that Krishna came out of the stone column. So that kind of faith and that kind of devotion that Prahlad Maharaj had, he pulled the Lord down. He pulled the Lord out of that stone column. He pulled the rupa of the Lord, the leela of the Lord, the guna of the Lord, everything he pulled by his faith and devotion. So in the same way, when devotees are chanting on their mala, when they're chanting japa on their mala, if they're chanting with faith and devotion, they should be able to pull from those wooden beads, from those wooden tulsi beads, they should be able to pull out the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we have the faith and devotion of Prahlad Maharaj, when you're chanting on the japa mala, on the tulsi wood, then the form of Krishna should come out of those beads, just as the form of Nrisimhadev came out of the marble column. It's a marble column. It is Bhumirapo Nalovayu, Lakri. Lakri, the Tulsi is Lakri. Lakri means wood. Wood means this Prakriti, Jada Prakriti, this material energy. So Prahlad, his devotion in Shantabhav, his devotion, his faith was so great that he pulled the Lord out of stone. He pulled out form and Leela and Guna and Nam and everything. So we're on this Japa Mala, we should be able to pull the form of Radha Parthasarathi, our Thakur, our Ishtadev, Mere Ishtadev, Thakur, Radha Parthasarathi, Gandharapika Giridhari, Radha Govinda, Radha Shyam Sundar. They should come out of those beads and say, here I am. Of course, Krishna doesn't growl. He doesn't growl and roar like a lion. He speaks very sweetly and softly and plays such a melodious and beautiful flute. So that we should manifest that devotion. Anyway, so Gopal Bhatta, he's remembering this pastime. So then he took rest. And then he woke up next day, on this day after Nrisimha Chaturdasi. Amazing sight when he opened the basket, because at this time he had just small straw basket worshipping his deities. And he saw his Damodar Shila, this small Damodar Shila, not very big, maybe this big, different size, one this big. Somehow or other, the Damodar Shila had turned into Radha Raman. Radha Raman ki! Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki! So this is another example of the power of faith and devotion. This is the one sterling example from the life of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Because it is his ascension day. It is his Siddha Deen. This is the day that he attained perfection and entered into Nitya Leela. We say Nitya Leela Pravishta Om. Nitya Leela Pravishta. He's fixed. He's fixed in his eternal pastimes of Radha Raman. And how is he fixed there? He is fixed there as Guna Manjari. Guna Manjari. Manjari, he's in Manjari Bhav. He is one of the Ashtamanjaris, very dearmost Manjaris, Guna Manjari, Gopal Bhatta. So, what happened is that this Shalagram Shila had turned into Radha Raman. And then, he was amazed. And he practically fainted and immediately started composing wonderful Sanskrit stutis because he was a great pundit and a great Brahmin. So many prayers to Radha Raman. Tears were gushing out of his eyes. He was full of sattvic bhavs and emotions. He was overwhelmed in pure love. And soon the word spread, and Raghunath Bhatta, he came from his kunj, and then Sanatana Goswami came. Of course, Das Goswami was at Shamkun. And then the news spread. Everyone came. They had a joyous mahotsav. That's the Avirbhav Mahotsav of Radharaman. And that's celebrated every year in Vrindavan at the Radharaman temple on this Nrisimha Chaturdasi, the next day. They have the, it is just like Janmashtami. They have huge bathing, Abhishekam of the Lord with Panchamrit, and a big Mahotsav and festival prasadam. Very, very big function. So, of course, later the temple was built for Radharaman. And Radharaman is a very beautiful deity. You will see on special darshans when they bring the deity out, or when you see during the bathing, you see him standing there, and he's remarkably beautiful features. His waist, just like when Govindaji and Gopinath and Madan Mohan, they were carved under the order of Krishna's great-grandson, Bajranab. And after they were carved and installed, Uttara is the mother of Parikshit, I believe. Uttara was the last person living on the planet who had actually had darshan, sakshat darshan, who actually saw Krishna face to face. So Bajranabhi asked Uttara, please, you look at the deities and tell me what you see. Do they look like Krishna? So she looked at Madan Mohan. She said, Madan Mohan looks like Krishna. He is perfect from his feet to his waist. In other words, his beautiful thighs like banana trunks, shapes of banana trunk, beautiful thighs glistening and beautiful shaped, and beautiful knees like treasure, little treasure boxes, and his beautiful thighs and beautiful lotus feet. So from his waist down, Madan Mohan is perfect. He looks just like Krishna. Acha. And Gopinath, from the waist to the neck, Gopinath looks just like Krishna. Very, very thin waist, like a waist like a lion. Lion has a very thin waist and a very broad chest, powerful chest, beautiful arms, serpentine-like arms, long and auspicious. But Gopinath, so this is Gopinath. He is perfect from waist to neck. And then, all right, what about Govindadev? Govindadev. Uttara said, Govindadev. Govindadev, he is from the neck up. Govindadev, his face is perfect. It's like blossoming lotus flower. He's so beautiful. His eyes are so long and wide and beautiful. And his mouth is such a beautiful shape. And his nose is just perfect. So captivating, so beautiful, so attractive, so sweetly smiling. This is Govindadev. Acha. Now, Uttara didn't see Radharaman. That is her misfortune. She is not that fortunate. She's very fortunate. But not so fortunate. Because we are very fortunate. Because we get to take darshan of Radharaman. Now Radharaman is perfect from the feet to the head. From the feet to the head. Beautiful feet, beautiful legs, waist, chest, eyes, mouth. And another special feature of Radharaman, unlike any other deity in all of India, is that he has teeth. He's showing his beautiful pearl-like teeth. You know the dant? Dant? Dant. His dant darshan. He's giving darshan of his glimmering, shining white teeth. So beautiful. So attractive. So in special darshans, when there is Abhishek, you can see that Radharaman is standing there, but on the back, on his backside, on his back here, there is one like half of a rock, as if a shila or rock exploded. So that half, the half of the shila is still on his back, and then the other half expanded into Radharaman, Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindam Adipurusham. So this is that wonderful day. We can remember Radharaman. Many of the devotees have pictures of Radharaman on their walls of their ashram. So devotees maybe have a picture of Radharaman because he's very beautiful and all attractive. We can look at that picture and offer prayers to him. And actually, I just remembered. I think there's maybe a song here, a Tirubhav, a Suchak Kirtan about Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but I'm not sure. because there's special bhajans that are written to be sung on a disappearance day of great acharyas. So they're called suchak kirtans. Shri Gopala Bhatta Prabhu Tuya Sri Charana Kabu Dekhi Voki Nayana Bhariya Suniya Sima Guna Pondrae Vidilya Guna Nichani Niyajare Mariya. Anyway, maybe if we're very fortunate, maybe sometime our bhajaneer, our kirtaneer, and Varaha Prabhu will sing this song, because it's a beautiful Bengali song written by Manohar Das. And anyway, let me read the English translation. Whenever I see the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, my eyes flood with tears. One becomes free from the cycle of birth and death by hearing about your unlimited qualities. Being attracted by your moon-like face and lips radiant like the rising sun, I can no longer be pierced by Cupid's 10 golden arrows now that I have become attracted to your beautiful moon-like face, O Gopal Bhatta Prabhu. Your beautiful teeth resemble a string of pearls. Your joyful words are saturated with sweet nectar. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be such a personality, that when we spoke like this? Instead of speaking in such a way, we speak like, you know, acid mixed with Sudarshan Churna mixed with bitter melon. You know, Karela acid and Sudarshan Churna mixed together. That's how we speak, if you understand these things. We speak very bitterly, very roughly. But Gopal Bhatta, he spoke, this is translated by, this translation is given by Subhag Swami Maharaj. He spoke, his joyful words were saturated with sweet nectar. This is Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is joyful. Vaishnava is happy. And he speaks very nectarine words which are sweet, like ambrosia. Hasi kahi amrita madura. The devotees like Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan Goswamis, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, Raghava Pandit, Krishnadas Kaviraj, Lokanath Goswami are your life. And your soul is Radharaman Ji. See the point? His life, the very life, his life, his prana is the Vaishnavas. Sadhusanga is his life. Vaishnav Seva is his pran. Vaishnav Seva, mere pran hai. Or whatever. Vaishnav Seva is my pran, it is my life. That was his life. And what was his atma? His pran was Vaishnavas. His atma was Radharaman. So when we make that our life, then we will become real Vaishnava. The service of the Vaishnavas is our very life. The association with the Vaishnavas is our very life. And our very soul is our Ishtadev, Radhaparta Sarathi. Then we become Vaishnava. With your body full of love, you offer obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, and like a honeybee, you are attached to his sweet lotus feet. You kindly gave shelter to Srinivas Acharya. He initiated Srinivas Acharya, who wrote the Six Goswami song, and so many other things. He's a great songwriter and poet. Your only engagement is associating with pure devotees, relishing ras and tasting the divine madness of Gopi Bhav. The pastimes of Radharaman flow through your mind like the celestial Ganges. The pastimes of Radharaman flow through your mind like the celestial Ganges. When will that day come when the pastimes of Radha and Krishna flow through our minds like the celestial Ganges? We cannot even speak about what's flowing through our minds right now. But this is, our minds should be like that. The sweet, wonderful, nectarine pastimes of Radha Krishna, Radha Raman, should flow through our minds like the celestial Ganges, the Suraduni. You are the crest jewel of Rasika Vaishnavas. Rasika Shiromani, Shiromani Rasika Vaishnava. Relishing prema ras, you become overwhelmed with ecstatic emotions. Oh, ocean of spontaneous love for Radharaman, you are a friend of the fallen. Your fame is sung throughout the universe. Oh, your form is most sweet and full of mercy. And your unlimited qualities act like a touchstone. Just once, O Master, let me see your lotus feet, the essence of all sweetness. After many, many births, I have attained the rare fortune of serving the servants of your eternal associates. Because of my bad karma, I have wasted my life enjoying sense gratification. I am full of offenses, but my only hope is that you, being full of merciful qualities, will kindly deliver this fallen soul. Although my mind is fickle, I am greedy and sinful, still this Manohar Das calls out to you, please don't neglect me. Actually, if we were more properly prepared, we would have made 100 photocopies of this song. We would have given the Xerox copies to every one of the bhaktas, and we would have had nice harmonium and all arranged beforehand and asked Varaha to sing this song, and then we would have entered deeply into the mood of the song. Maybe next year, if we're so fortunate, we can serve Gopal Bhatta Goswami in this way. Such a beautiful song. You can understand from the translation in English how much beautiful the song must be in Bangala, in Bengali. So these are the two points we want you to remember leaving this class, to follow the example of Gopal Krishna Goswami. He gives a class and then he gives a summary at the end. He's a very expert professor. So the summary points of this particular class are these two points, that as Prahlad Maharaj, and of course our Gopal Bhatta Goswami, it is his Tirubhav Titi celebration, they had so much faith and devotion in Krishna that they were able to bring the Lord, that turned stone, in both cases, stone became the form of Krishna. The stone column of Hiranyakasipu's palace became the beautiful form of Nrisimhadev, and the shalagram roop of Vishnu, Damodar Krishna, that shalagram form, that stone of the shalagram became the beautiful Tribhangalalitam, Niyataprakasham, the beautiful threefold form of Radharamanji, whom became the Ishtadev and Thakur of Gopal Bhatta. So in the same way, we must pray to Gopal Bhatta Goswami that he can bless us. Please bless us with some of the faith that you have. Please bless us with some of the devotion you have for Krishna, the faith that you have for your deities, and the faith that you had, and the love and devotion you had for your deities of Krishna, that I had the same faith and love for Radhaparta Sarati, so that they will manifest. Because they're everywhere, just as Prahlad Maharaj taught that Krishna is everywhere. So Radhaparta Sarati are everywhere. So as they're manifesting before our eyes in the darshan time, if we have the faith and devotion of Prahlad and Gopal, Bhatta Goswami, then when we chant japa, they will also manifest in their threefold form out of that little round japa bead. This is the goal of life for the devotee, is to see Krishna everywhere, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki, Sri Sri Radha Raman Deva ki, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki, Sri Prabhupada ki.